Alleluia, Alleluia. Your words, O Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep.' For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and of sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." The Gospel of the Lord. Wisdom in the Old Testament is almost universally referred to in the feminine. Now, this has led some contemporary feminist biblical scholars to make some sort of outlandish claims, but the move here is fundamentally this. For the most part, not without exception, but for the most part, wisdom is identified with the feminine, and most of the wise people we encounter are men. And that's intentional because of what we hear from the Lord today. Wisdom's feminine because she has children. Because she gives birth. The children of wisdom are not simply wise people. Wise men or women are, on this score, the spouses of wisdom. Their good works are her children, which is the reason the Lord is pointing back to those who are criticizing him in light of the Baptist and saying, look, it's not simply what we're doing, and we know you're not angry simply because of what we do, because he and I did totally opposite things, and neither one made you happy. It's how you are. It's the way you carry it. I lived with a priest for a long time, about whom it was often said, he was not always right, but he was always sure. Most of us can fall into that, at least periodically, right? We're so sure of ourselves. We're so sure of ourselves. Evidence can be put right in our face, but the prospect of having to renege on ourselves is so overwhelming we can't do it. That's true foolishness. That's the opposite of wisdom. Wisdom, like love, is patient, long-suffering, kind, concerned with the other, other-focused, other-directed. Wisdom gives birth inside those who have received her, gives birth in righteous thoughts and good deeds. That book a few years ago, Thoughts Matter, it's right. Our thought patterns do matter, and anybody who's ever been seriously depressed knows exactly why. Once you start down the spiral, it's real hard to get back out of it. So we have an obligation, just as we train our bodies to be reasonably fit, some of us better than others, so we train our minds and our hearts to look after, to think after, to feel after the right sort of things. And those, just like with food or drink, can be different from person to person. I knew a retired policeman who, once he left the force, refused to watch a single cop show, wouldn't watch an action film, and wouldn't have anything to do with anything that even sniffed of crime. Now, this guy was on the force in Chicago for like 40 years. So he had had his share. He knew the world well. And it wasn't because he would like nitpick at the cop shows. He just hit a wall where he couldn't handle that kind of evil anymore. Others, not in the same space. He had to regulate himself differently. I knew a priest once who was over 90 years old, and he would still get up and leave the rec room whenever a love scene came on the television. He was just too nervous about what it might do to himself. I will admit, when I was a young brother, I kind of poked fun at him because I thought, if you haven't got this figured out by now, Father, it's not never going to get it, right? But he was wise, see, because he knew his own limits in a way that, frankly, I still probably don't. Wisdom is vindicated in her children. Wisdom longs to come and abide in each one of us, to make her dwelling among us and to birth in us. Meister Eckhart says that each one of us is called to be a theotokoi, a mother of God, a God-bearer. Each one of us called to receive the word as did the virgin and birth it in our own way in the world, not as she did, but as he longs for us to. To know the way in which God longs for you to birth the eternal word into the world, that is true wisdom.